Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. This show dedicates a few minutes each week to delving deeper into the past, present and future of the design world. Today, as Vienna's much-loved E1 and E2 tram models are phased out, Alexei Korolev tracks the history of the vehicle that's long kept the Austrian capital moving.
It's hard to imagine Vienna without its old red and white trams, the clang of the signal bell and the rattle of rails. But the march of technology and the ever-growing demands on public transport in terms of comfort, accessibility and speed all mean these clanking relics of the past must sadly go.
Unlängst in der Früh sind wir zwar mit der Tram weggefahren. Assatin und Pixlis, da ging er schmoren, 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 schmoren.
Over the next few years, the high-riding, wooden-seated BIMs, that's what the Viennese affectionately call their trams, will be phased out to give way to newer models, less noisy, more spacious, and better suited to disabled passengers and big bulky things such as prams and buggies. One by one, the now iconic E1 and E2 models will be shipped off to depots and taken apart for scraps or turned into museum pieces.
Yeah, we opened this museum in 2014. It used to be an old train station for the storage of our trains, and we turned it into a museum.
Johanna Griesmeier works for Wiener Linien, the Austrian capital's public transit authority. She took me to the city's transport museum for a bit of a nostalgic ride.
As I said, when you look at the very old trains, they are still in other colors, but when you look over there, you see already the traditional red and white color scheme that is used all over the 20th century when it comes to our trains. Hmm. The trains were not designed by one person. The design evolved over time, like any design would evolve over time. Design standards just changed, but actually the trains were all designed and manufactured by different companies. And that is also something that you can see in the change of the trains. In the growing city, we needed bigger trams. Also the setup of the trains changed. The wagons became bigger. We were able to transport more people, and also the inside of the trains changed so that you have just more room for more people in the growing city of Vienna. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the details, you can see that they are all very different. Like this one, for example, it's called the American.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It was delivered to Vienna after the Second World War.
Uh-huh.
It used to be used in New York. And Austria and also Vienna needed support also financially for public transport. And this is what we got from the States. Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. It looks very different inside mm-hmm. to the trams that you use today in Vienna. In the late 50s and 60s, the interior design of the trains changed to be comfortable for more people because the city was growing and there was a higher demand of public transport. And what you can see is that at the entrances there is no seats so that the people can enter and exit
more easily. Yeah.
So there's fewer seats than in the other trains. And what you can see here is the conductor's place where you could buy your ticket.
But it looks very futuristic, I mean, with this device and
everything.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Aha. Okay, so this is it. These are actually still in use, no?
These are still in use.
Yeah.
So this is the train that you were originally talking about. This is the E1, mm-hmm. which is still in use. It looks similar to the older ones, but you can see some differences, especially when it comes to the technical aspects. You don't have a conductor's place anymore, of course. You have the validator. And also when you look at the driver's spot, you see that that's more modern and using more tech. Mm.
But would it be fair to say that this exact model and the E2 have become sort of the iconic Viennese tram?
Probably yes, because it is the train that even young people still remember. They don't know that the trains have looked like that for many years because they are just not that old, but they resemble the old trains and they look historic in some way. And of course, we are visible in the city, all over the place. We have buses, we have trains, we have stations. So everything that we built, our stations as well as our trains and vehicles, they are visible every day in everyday life and on all pictures and in all movies. And therefore, over time, it becomes somewhat iconic. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we made a story for our online blog, where we showed how an old train was taken out of service and taken apart.
Yeah, I saw that.
We had many people who wrote us and called us and said, "That's so sad. I started crying when I saw what you did to this train." But of course, we keep some old trains for the museum because it's important to preserve the history of the design and of public transit in Vienna. But at the end, it's a vehicle, and we use the spare parts, we recycle the materials that were used in them, and therefore the end of every train usually is that it has to be taken apart.
How will you feel when the last old trams roll off the tracks?
Me personally? Yeah. I think I'll be quite sad as well, because they are part of the city and part of the of how Vienna is also viewed internationally. When you see a picture of Vienna, usually there is a tram on it. And there's just some emotional connection to the trains, but also to the history of the city.
Beim 46er zwängt man uns in einen Großraumwagen hinein. Natürlich zwicken uns die Tieren gleich ein, ein.
For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
Our very special thanks there to Alexei Korolev for that report on Vienna's trams. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. Now, don't forget, you can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like, you lucky souls. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.